Welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully.
Okay.
Can a kangaroo jump higher than a house?
I don't know. Can a kangaroo jump higher than a house?
Of course not. A house can't jump at all.
Oh,
it's completely obvious.
Okay, we're gonna jump into this week's big word of the week, which is presented by The Hair Cafe, which is located in Clinton, Maryland, on 10204 White Avenue. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. This week's big word of the week is Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a festival observed by many African Americans from December 26th to January 1st. As a celebration of their cultural heritage and traditional values. In a few moments, we'll also be going over today's principle of Kwanzaa.
Okay, so folks, before we go into the next segment, we got some heat right here. We got some fanny packs. You can just put them right on, slap them on there. They're fresh.
You can buy our tote bags.
Yeah.
You can buy hot cars.
Hot Wheels. More Hot Wheels.
And of course, our swag,
merch.
Our great shirts. Okay, and of course, if you want any of these things, you can contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com. And if you're one of our lucky listeners, you can win one of these mini prizes.
Yeah, these are some great prizes.
Okay. Alright, so now we're gonna run into this week's tech fact, which Dayton has for us.
Today's tech fact is brought to you by AllType Fence, which is located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Okay, this one makes me, I'm triggered about this tech fact. Domain name registrations were free till 1995. So if only I was born in 1985, I could have got brovsbro.com for free.
So you wanted our name for free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I could have got I Am Dayton for free. Go to I Am Dayton, get some of this stick preem.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're just going to leap into this week's book recommendation, which Dayton also has for us.
Book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Today's book recommendation is called The Last Kids on Earth. It's a book by Max Brallier. Ever since the monster apocalypse hit town, average 13-year-old Jack Sullivan has been living in his treehouse, which he has armed to the teeth with catapults and a moat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Very harsh there.
So, if you would like to send us in any of these other segments that we're about to
book
go over.
Book recommendations, tech facts, jokes.
Or anything else they're about to say right now. You can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com.
Or shout-outs. We're desperate.
Okay. So, we're going to run to this week's next segment, in which we will be talking about Kwanzaa. And today's principle, as I mentioned earlier.
Ujamaa!
Kwanzaa was founded by Molana Karinga and began in 1966 after the Watts riots in Los Angeles made him feel like African Americans needed to celebrate their special circumstances of their heritage. Kwanzaa begins on Wednesday, December 26th, and ends on Tuesday, January 1st of 2019. There are 7 principles and 1 for each day of Kwanzaa. Today we will be going over the 4th day, which is today. Today's principle is Ujamaa.
Ujamaa.
Which means cooperative economics. Cooperative economics basically means to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. Which means, like, let's say you want to get your phone fixed over at Easy iPhone Repair.
The best. It's just the best in, like, the world.
You go and you get your phone fixed, but you also have a store called The Hair Cafe. And then you, after you get your phone fixed, you go and somebody else gets from you, like, their hair braided or something like that. And so, it's basically about helping businesses. That is
just like
one,
this business.
That is just one of the many principles that circles around the first principle, which is unity.
Unity.
Okay. Which is when we come together. As we start to wrap this podcast, we'd like to tell you about our kid challenge.
Yeah.
So last week, obviously, it was to go through all 7 of the Kwanzaa principles and try to use them in one of your everyday lives. This week is not as much circled around Kwanzaa, but just a good thing to do, is to hold the door for 4 people just in this week, which is always a good thing to do for somebody.
And if you want a bonus, do 5. That's a good number.
It's never bad to do too much.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
Okay. Unless.
And we're going to give some shout-outs to some people who are great listeners and listen to our podcast and got rewarded for listening to our interesting podcast. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, so Mr. Sean.
Mr. AC.
Ed Lawson.
Mr. Vincent.
Miss Fatima.
And Mr. Richard.
And Miss Lamia.
Those are all great listeners who got rewarded with some of our great stuff.
Great prizes.
Out.
We got these Hot Wheels. We got them Fanny Wanny Manny Packs. And we got them handbags, beautiful handbags.
And they got rewarded with one of those. Oh, and I forgot, they got gift cards.
Yeah, one guy, he got IHOP.
So you could have got one of those great prizes, but sorry. You can still get a shirt.
Yeah.
It's still worth it. Okay, so as we start Rise Podcast, we'd like to give a shout out to the people who make us possible. Our producer/director, BL Self. And this week, our song was Man Above by Rakim.
Our team mom/security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Pete.
Because what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelts.
So long, folks.
And let us know about how our live podcast was.
And bye, live podcast.
Boss is sitting behind the desk at the office, but I'm left jobless. Nobody hiring ex-convicts. That don't mean I'm less conscious. It's so hard when they close doors. And when you looking like the so-called hip-hop, are you getting out? Step it up.